We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to the Flamed Alf Amid Beis. Chana says to the Ribon Shlom, we're up to the fourth wide line, Imra'ot tireh ba'oni amatecha. If see, you shall see in the plight of your maid. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Amira Chana lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chana said before the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Imra'o mutav, if you'll see and accept my prayer, good. Ve'imlav, and if you don't, tireh, you'll still see. Elech ve'estatel bifnei Elkana ba'ali. I will go before my husband Elkana, and he will see me go in private with another man. Ve'kevan de'mistatana mashkuli me'sota. So because I will be in private, he'll tell me, don't do that. And after he does that, I'll do it again. And then he'll take me up to the temple and let me drink the sota waters. And you said that if a woman really was clean and didn't do anything improper when she was in private with a man after her husband had asked her not to be, so then the sota waters will help her and they will make her be able to reproduce. You won't make your Torah into a lie. The Torah says if the woman's really been clean, so then she will be cleansed and she will be implanted with a seed. So you see, that's what she says to their Ribono Shel Olam. Either give me a child the natural way, or else you'll still see what I'll do.
And it works even when you plot it?
This interpretation of the verse works according to that understanding that says that if she was barren, then what the Torah means when it says she will be implanted with a seed, it means that now she will be able to have children. But there is an arguing opinion that says that's not what it means. It simply means that if hitherto her births were very painful, now her births will be with more breadth. If hitherto she could only have girls, so now she'll also have boys. If hitherto her children were born very dark, now they'll be born whiter. If hitherto her children were very short, so now they'll be longer. So if that's the interpretation, so then what did she mean when she said, if see you shall see God? What was she saying? Ditanya, because we have the following braisa, we have the following argument in the braisa. The braisa says, the Torah said, Rabbi Ishmael is of the opinion that that's what the Torah was saying. If she was barren, well, now she's going to be able to have kids. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, so then all the barren women will do just that. They'll all go in private with a man. They won't do anything wrong. Their husband's going to say, hey, don't do that. They'll do it again. The husband will bring them up to the temple. And then you're going to have some that even though they thought everything would turn out right, it didn't turn out the way they plotted. And then, oive, what's going to happen to them? But there will be those who did not do anything wrong, and then they'll have children. Is that really what the Torah was saying? No, says Rabbi Akiva. That doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Akiva says what it means is, if hitherto it was very painful, now it would be with more breadth. If hitherto they were short, now they'll be long. If hitherto they were black, now they'll be white. If hitherto she'd give birth to one, now she'll give birth to two. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mayim ra'ot tir'eh, what did Chana mean when she said to God, if see you shall see? Answers the Gemara, Dibra Torah kilshom bnei adam. You're right. The Torah just used the way people speak, that people sometimes speak that way. So that's how she spoke. She says to Hashem, Ba'oni amatecha, al tishkach et amatecha, v'natata la'amatcha. Three times she calls herself God's maid. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, gimel amatot halalu lama. Why does it say three times that she calls herself a maid? Amara Chana lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chana said before the Holy One, blessed be He. Ribono Shel Olam shlosha bidkei mita barata ba'isha. She used the term maid three times to indicate how faithful she was to Hashem. She said to Hashem, you created three things that a woman is checked upon, that when she's in danger, then they check her on these three things, chala, nida, adlocha, saner. V'amri la shlosha divkei mita. And others say there are three things that bring death closer to a woman. There are those three mitzvot that it's not a question of checking her, it's a question that they endanger her if she's in a point of danger and she wasn't careful with those mitzvot. Veiluhen, these are the three mitzvot. Nida, vechala, v'adlakat aner. Klum avarti al achat mehen, have I ever transgressed any one of them? That's why she used the term maid. Amatecha, your maid. You gave me a responsibility. Was I less than faithful on the mitzvot you gave me? So amatecha also has the word mit in it. Amatecha, the one you put in this position where I have three mitzvot that could kill me. Well, check me. Have I been faithful to them? Well, if I've been faithful, then don't kill me. A woman that has no children, it's like she's dead. So that's what she's saying. Hashem, give me life, give me children.